Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, you probably have all of your plans made for family gatherings for Christmas, maybe even some for New Year. And for some of you, if you're planning a special family reunion, wedding reception, other kind of party, perhaps you already have a spot chosen. But if not, there's a new kid in town. There's a new space in town, and that is at the American Legion Memorial Building, or as most people call it, the Armory. Yes, it's ready to rent. It holds quite a few people. It's beautiful. If you talk to people who've been there, it's going, wow, it is lovely. Tables and chairs are available. The one thing that's missing is a big regular kitchen, but there's a little kitchenette where you can plug in your coffee pot and get some water. There's a refrigerator. So if you're going to bring your own food, you want to do catering, that's possible. Coming up down the road, there will be a full kitchen, but not quite there yet, but all of the other space is beautiful. And I'll mention this again at the end, but if you need more information or you want to see the contract for renting the building, then the website is ariseatlantic.org. Or you can give me a call, or you can give Steve Livengood a call, or if you know any other members of ARISE, that's the Atlantic Rock Island Society Enterprise Group, who also owns the depot, any of the members can give you some help in terms of how to find more information or about how it works. And I would mention that we already have had a shower there. The Bunko group met there. There's been a family reunion. And Questers, one of the Questers groups, met there. And several other groups and a few planned in the future. So just put that on your list if you think you're going to be looking for a place to have a meeting. There is handicap parking and pretty much handicapped accessible. There are a couple of short steps to get down to that level, but to get in the building, there's no steps at all, and we'd love to have you. So this is the time to be thinking ahead and planning if you need a space. Now, what about other things about the building and what's happening there? Because things are happening all of the time. Hopefully you know, but perhaps a lot of people don't know, that there is a military museum and a military library. And since that word has gotten out to more people, we have been receiving donations of a variety of kinds of things. The library started out with about 1,200 items. I think we're up to over 2,000 now in terms of books, VCRs, magazines. Some of the books are very valuable. Information on the Civil War, on Vietnam, on World War II, World War I. You know, there's just a ton of information. So if you'd like to do some research, like to find out more information about almost anything military, well, there is the military library. Now, why a military library? Our most current libraries don't specialize, and so they may have a few books related to those topics, but they don't have space to have all of these other 1,000-plus kinds of things there. And there are few military libraries available across the nation and even in Iowa, and some of them have very limited availability. So we're hoping that people will begin to realize that there's lots of information there. Whether you are wanting to do a bit of research related to a family member or just learn more about something military, hey, come check out the military library. Now, the military museum. We've been getting some interesting donations. And when I say we, I say that because I am a member of the board. Steve Livengood is president. Bob Boots is vice president. Carolyn Key is treasurer. And I'm secretary. And then we have some board members. Now I'm not going to be able to say all three of them, and I should because they are new members. We meet every month on the first Monday, 6:30 at the American Legion Memorial Building. Now, why do I keep saying that? Why do I keep saying American Legion Memorial Building? Because it would be a lot easier to say the Armory. And it's okay to say the Armory. It was used as the Armory for years and years and years. But I always like to remind people, it's always been the American Legion Memorial Building. It was built as a memorial to World War I veterans. So it's important, I think, to have that knowledge. Even if you want to call it the Armory and you know where it's at 201 Poplar, that's fine. It's okay. Because that was an important part of the whole history of the building. But mentioning World War I, and I know some of you who listen regularly know that I've already mentioned this, that there is an important date coming up in 2017, and that is the 100th anniversary of the date that the United States entered World War I, and that was April 6, 1917. So this is a great opportunity to get more acquainted with World War I. Seems like, you know, we have lots of veterans talking about World War II, which is really important, not downplaying that at all. We don't have anybody talking about World War I because all of those folks are gone, and it's so overshadowed by current kinds of events. But it's really important that we do look back to that history. There were many people, many, especially men, from the area who served in World War I. And I thought it was interesting. I attended a museum meeting, and one of the people there from Wisconsin is passionate about people knowing about World War I. And so I was telling him about this building and where it was. And he said, oh, yes, Atlantic. There were many people who served in World War I from Atlantic and the area. So I thought it was really interesting that, yes, he knows about that. And many of us do not know about that. So saying that, we will be having some more information. We've talked maybe about a movie night. We've talked about some presentations, some special exhibits. And, okay, moving on to exhibits. Recently added were 8 display cases in the Memorial Hall, which is where the meeting space is, where all kinds of things can be displayed permanently. So if you don't go into the museum while you're there for a meeting, you still can see some of the things that are owned and collected by the museum. One of the most recent additions was from Loretta Shepherd, and she donated her father-in-law's uniforms and other items from World War I. There was a winter uniform, both pants and jacket, a summer uniform, both pants and jacket, and money. It was money that the service people used during that time, and lots of other things. You're going, oh, you know, this is the way the soldiers had to dress in World War I. And we're so happy to have those things in great condition. And we'll be telling a story to go along with that. Then Loretta also just recently donated a Navy uniform from her husband. And Phil Shepherd graduated from Atlantic High School. He enlisted in the Navy at the age of 17 and went to San Diego for training, and then served in the South Pacific after, remember, he graduated in, I believe he joined in 48, I said. He graduated in 48, so that's the time that he would have been in the service was after that. And what's exciting about this? Okay, the museum doesn't just want another uniform. It wants another uniform that belongs to somebody that has history related to Southwest Iowa. And this uniform, this Navy uniform, was special because it had the pants, the jacket, you know, the midi kind of jacket, a sweater, which Steve Livens Good says, and you'd never get a sweater, and a scarf, all of which would be mostly gone. So Loretta's been taking good care of these kinds of things. Also, very recently, we received the jacket from Jack DeWolf, and he served during World War II. He was deployed in 1944 to the China, Burma, and India Theater and has many stories to tell. One of the great things, of course, was that he came back. One of the bad things was that he lost his hearing in one ear due to his service there. Also coming to us soon is going to be another Navy, I think petty officer jackets, Navy jackets from Dr. David Dennis. His mother still lives in Atlantic. So if you're cleaning out, if your grandchildren are cleaning out and you go, oh, well, we don't want this, just throw it away. Maybe kind of give us a call first. And again, the website to know more about it and to contact any of us is ariseatlantic.org. There's also a Facebook, and that is Atlantic Rock Island Society Enterprise. So that's more than perhaps you wanted to know, but more, it's so much that you need to know about this terrific resource that we have in the Atlantic area, serving all of Southwest Iowa and more. Until next time, here's a Christmas thought. Andy Rooney said, one of the most glorious messes in the world is the mess created in the living room on Christmas Day. Don't clean it up too quickly.